This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Dopamine Detox Challenge, Screen-Free Mindset. Today, we're diving deep into something incredibly crucial, building healthy relationships that truly support our well-being. Ever feel like your social life is more of a drain than a source of energy? You know that feeling when you leave a gathering drained and depleted instead of feeling recharged and connected? We live in a world obsessed with screens, with likes, comments, and fleeting digital connections. But true, meaningful relationships are the bedrock of our happiness, resilience, and overall well-being. It's about those deep, authentic connections that nourish our souls and help us navigate life's ups and downs. So, buckle up, because today we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that will empower you to cultivate those healthy, supportive relationships. First off, communication is king. No matter how close you are with someone, open, honest communication is the foundation of any strong relationship. It means actively listening, truly hearing what the other person is saying, and expressing your own thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully. Think of it like a dance. Both partners need to be present, communicate their moves, and adjust accordingly to create something beautiful. Secondly, boundaries are your best friend. They may seem a little intimidating, but setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-respect and ensuring that your needs are met in relationships. It's about defining what you're comfortable with, what makes you feel good, and respectfully communicating those limits to others. Remember, saying no sometimes isn't selfish, it's actually a sign of self-love and respect for your own well-being. Thirdly, be present, truly present. In our digital age, it's so easy to get caught up in the constant stream of notifications and distractions. But when you're with someone you care about, put the phone down, make eye contact, and give them your undivided attention. Show them that they are truly valued and worth your full presence. Remember, those moments of genuine connection are what create lasting memories and strengthen bonds. Next up, cultivate empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it, is essential for building empathy. It means listening with compassion, acknowledging their feelings, and offering support without judgment. Remember, sometimes the most powerful thing you can do for someone is simply to listen and let them know that they are heard and understood. Lastly, nurture your relationships with consistent effort. Just like a garden needs regular tending, healthy relationships require ongoing care and attention. Make time for quality interactions, check in on loved ones regularly, celebrate milestones together, and be there for each other through both the highs and lows. Remember, a little effort goes a long way in nurturing those connections that truly matter. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy professional who felt constantly overwhelmed by work and social obligations. She was always on, scrolling through social media, attending events she didn't fully enjoy, and struggling to connect with her loved ones on a deeper level. Feeling burnt out and isolated, Sarah decided to make a change. She started prioritizing quality time with her closest friends and family, actively listening when they spoke, and setting healthy boundaries with those who drained her energy. She replaced mindless scrolling with meaningful conversations and focused on nurturing those connections that truly brought her joy. As a result, Sarah felt more grounded, connected, and fulfilled than ever before. So, the key takeaways are simple yet powerful. Communicate openly, set healthy boundaries, be present in your interactions, cultivate empathy, and nurture your relationships with consistent effort. Remember, healthy relationships aren't just about having people around. They're about having those genuine connections that lift you up, support you, and enrich your life. This isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey of self-awareness, intentionality, and connection. Start small, celebrate the wins, and remember, you are worthy of love, belonging, and truly meaningful relationships. Now go out there and build those connections that will support your well-being and light up your life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep connecting.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.